The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we come to you today, seeking your face, looking up to you for mercy unto eternal life. Here, Lord Jesus, waiting upon you, looking up to your face for light to shine upon our darkness. And so, Lord Jesus, we bring our vessel again today to you, that you will fill us again. You've been blessing us from the beginning of this meeting. And so, Lord, this last portion, oh God, will be added again and will be tremendously blessed in the name of Jesus. Help us today. Help me. Help me. Help me to be faithful in the place of delivery in the name of Jesus. Help me to be faithful under the commission that you have given to your servant and your handmaiden, Reverend Busui and Bingpi Olabode. Help me to be faithful, oh God, under this great covering in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, many times we all assume that everybody understands what we are talking about. You know, imagine you come enter a church on Sunday that you are not used to, and you hear them talk about charity. In your heart, it's just the way you just think that, okay, is charity a subject in church? I thought everybody does charity, even unbelievers. Most of these celebrities, they give a percentage of their revenue to charity. In fact, Africans don't do charity. We don't know it. Our own is to amass wealth and build house you don't need, steal money you don't want, you cannot use, your generation cannot finish spending. But a white man, before he dies, will just automatically pack a percentage of all that he has, just give it to orphanage. That is what Africans mostly are enjoying. They call NGO. NGO is a fraud now in Africa. It's fraudulent because you will collect that money from Oyinbo. You will now use it, you now convert it to your own. So NGOs are bastardly rich. Owners of NGOs, they are stupidly rich, but they are thieves because they are supposed to use the money to pay for school fees for children, maybe healthcare, free healthcare, with what the white man is investing into NGO. Everybody should be okay in Africa. Millions of dollars. But the charity we are talking about is not NGO giving a portion of your wealth, doing good things. My job this morning is to enlighten us again, so that we all can be on the same page on this matter. So when we say charity, it's just a language to demarcate, to differentiate between the love of Christ and the love of the Father. Amen. When you read Bible, when you hear, you see charity. It's also love, but this love is particular. Because one thing about, which I love King James for, is nomenclature. It will give you name for individual. He gives it his own name. So, Christ has his love. The Father has his own love. That's why you see the love, if any man love this world, the love of the Father. It's not the love of Christ. The love of the Father is not in him. So the Father has his love, then Christ has his own love. So the love of Christ is called what? Charity. So it's not the charity organization that is in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have said that there is no way you can have that kind of love without knowledge. Because love is God. Love is. Knowledge is not Christ. But without knowledge, you cannot come to love. Amen. Are we together this morning? What knowledge should do is to bring you to the knowledge, to it's called the knowledge of him. There is him. Then there is knowledge of him. Are we getting it? There is knowledge of him. There is him. Him, yeah, go, is love. Let's see again the book of John chapter 3 verse 1. Let's start from there. Just to comb it again from the basics for proper understanding of where we are and what is expected of us. Amen. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, what? Say, Rabbi. We know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Amen. Jesus did not allow him to land. He knows his problem. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the what? Chicken. Then Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus did not answer that question to him. Jesus continued what he was talking. He confused him the more. You are still asking, shall she enter mother's womb and be born? Jesus confused him the more. So it just occurred to me that sometimes it's not every concept you can understand. There is a way people come to church and they want to understand everything. The day you entered your higher institution, your first class in part one, and your lecturer, maybe you were hearing aerodynamics, and you didn't know anything about aerodynamics. You shall hear it, and you like it. You now feel it in jam. The first time you enter the class of aerodynamics 101, you will be lost. It's not the physics you know. Neither is it the mathematics you know. They call something applied math, isn't it? And they call it pure. You know there's something called pure. It's not mathematics of your that you use to pass jump. Oh, I don't know. How many of you is you did a little of mathematics here? Maybe you are a science student. You know that when you enter pure, even from the name, is there any math that is pure, that is dirty? They will tell you that you have been doing dirty maths from your GSS or SS3. The maths you are doing is rubbish. This one is pure and applied mathematics. You open your mouth like this. You know that, owo iya mi, owo ti jona. But kowoma jona, you will now begin to, you will put your head into the discourse because you know that my life is tied to these things. Amen. Hallelujah. But people come to Jesus. The man that was talking here was a ruler of the Jew. Do you know what it means to be a ruler of the Jew? And Nicodemus is a very respected, very highly revered Pharisee. A ruler. For a highly placed man like Nicodemus to come to Jesus and Jesus crape him and he was destabilized is to tell you that this is a new ground. Hallelujah. Church is a different ground. So when you enter church and from the beginning of the service to the, you even know the beginning of the message and where the message you heard, then that is not church anymore. You're looking at me like, because when your lecturer stands in front of you in that class, you don't know the beginning of where he's talking from, neither the end of where he's going. Until he lands, you don't know where he's stopping. Why? He's teaching you something, the knowledge of something. Today, I'm just trusting God that God will help me to paint these things well to us, to know why we are in church. Jesus confused him further and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Are we together today? Jesus mentioned two things in that place. Aside from, except a man be born again. He mentioned, you must be born of water and of what? So where we are now, we are on a journey. We are a people on a journey. When you look at children of Israel in the wilderness, there are two trumpets that God instructed Moses to fabricate. There is a silver trumpet. Amen. There is a trumpet that, you know, there are about 2 million people. They are migrating and there is no microphone. There is no alarm. There is no AI. When they are moving, sometimes when God wants them to stop and settle, there is a trumpet they will blow. And everybody knows that we are stopping here for a while. Then when it's time for movement, it will blow another trumpet. And then they will continue their journey. Church is a house. Bible now says we are the church. We are the Israelites of God. Not the one in the wilderness, but now through Jesus Christ. The way they are made examples, they are examples for us. So we also are going to journey in that their manner. Hallelujah. So sometimes when you join a stream, the stream is flowing all along from somewhere. And so when God connects you to that stream, you need to ask question, where is the ancient landmark? Where are you coming from? And sometimes God will also come back to also move a people along with him. Amen. It's not like a physical journey. They can't go back again physically. But in the spirit, Sometimes God will move us forward and come back again and move a people again, because you know that some people have joined the journey, he will now come back again and move them by knowledge into a place where he is going. Hallelujah. So Jesus mentioned two things. He said water and spirit. Say water. I'm not hearing you.
Water.
So what is water? Water is knowledge. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just to buttress that, the scripture that say, husbands should wash their wives with water, Abby, with the washing of the word. Let's see. 25. So look at this scripture. Husbands, say husbands, love your wives. So you know, God has been hammering on this matter. Hammering. I like me deto de lu irin o mo nkan ton wa o. Husband, eyin oko e feran aya yin. But you know that the way to love your wife is to have water. Because love is spirit. What is love? What is love? Spirit in the love. That's not where I'm going. Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the what? The washing of water by the word. Say washing of water. I'm trying to say, I'm trying to establish something, that water is knowledge of him. There is him. Then there is knowledge of what? Him. If you want to know him, the first thing you must know and labor at is the knowledge of what? Him. Then, if he says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water. So he's telling you that husband, you should have clean water, isn't it? So you now remember when the Lord was telling the husband, he said, deal with them according to what? They are now, you can marry these two scriptures together. If he say washing of water by the word, he's talking to husbands. Then, give me that scripture that talks about, I think that should be in Peter. Quickly, 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise. So he said, likewise, ye husbands. What did he say you should do? He said, dwell with them. Them. According to what? So what is the water? Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. So when you hear water, water is not just ordinary knowledge. Knowledge of a being. That is why the job of pastors is to give knowledge. The job of any institution is to do what? They call the citadel of knowledge. When you go to school, for instance, you see this palm? Many of us now, we are seeing this palm, but we don't know it. The only thing you know of this palm now is what? Is green, is a decorating, is for aesthetics and what's it called? Ornamental object. That's all you know about this palm. So you don't know a being from what it does. Many times when you say, who is Jesus? You will say, Jesus is a miracle worker, isn't it? Miracle worker is not Jesus. For you to know this palm now, if you see amount of textbook, volume 1, volume 2, you can do PhD on this palm. You are still knowing him. So when you see Paul say that, I may know.
So many people think that because you get born again, you will more Jesus. So there is believing Jesus, there is knowing of Jesus. So Paul said, I know whom I have believed. So the job of the church is not to give you money. Do you go to school to collect money? What do you go to school to do? Empowered, armed with knowledge of something. So everybody has what he was. There is a him. You go to school to go and know. What do you study, my sister? Economics. Economics is a being that has. So you enroll for maybe 4 years or 5 years. I want to know me that I may know economics and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. So you enroll in that place. Rain, oh, sunshine, oh, you are hungry, oh, you are not hungry, oh. You like the lecturer. Oh. The lecturer is a wicked man. Oh. He said, I want to sleep with you. Oh, without giving you club mark. Oh. You will not go to the portal of jam. And you know when you book Uber, you can say cancel ride. How many of you deliberately cancel ride in your school? And say, this I'm not because of the challenges I am facing in this. Lecturer will come. They will talk. I don't understand it. They will tell me and they will just be doing what they like. They will put lecture in 7, 8 o'clock when I should be sleeping on my bed. They will now be giving assignment. They say, we'll have class. Well, I don't think with this few points of mine, I hope I've been able to convince you and not confuse you that getting out, boating out of this thing is the right choice. Amen. You will still, because there is something you want to know. No, you are not getting the money presently. Imagine you are coming to church and we are not talking about money. We're not talking about your health. We're not talking about anything. We are just focusing knowledge. You see, Jesus, water, spirit. Yeah. Is this my church now? Is this? All this way, they don't even know what pursue me to their place here. Nothing pursue a man other than sin and death. Our problem is the same. Either you are white-skinned or black-skinned, we have the same problem. How many Satan do we have? Only one Lucifer fell and has been troubling the earth up until now. So your problem is my problem. My problem is your problem. He's just showing himself. Sometimes he can show you as money, and I can show as sickness. But that is not your problem. Your problem is the way you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the seat of Satan is the way man reason. So you can sit and be looking. Okay. Is that way you are looking? Somebody gave you that knowledge. So what is the tree they ate? What's it called? There is something called evil. Evil is him. Then he has knowledge of. Say knowledge of. There is a way you can't really explore a thing. You can't use it until you have the knowledge. You will misuse Jesus. You will abuse Jesus when you don't have the knowledge of him. So even evil will first give you his knowledge. So that fruit is the knowledge of good and evil. That is why it is Adam that could unlock that knowledge, because he too has knowledge. That's why the Bible says that Adam was not deceived. He was not deceived. It was Eve that was deceived. Adam was not deceived. When Eve ate the fruit, nothing happened. They were still normal. until the man of knowledge ate that fruit. Then he unlocked the power in that fruit. Hallelujah. Are we together today? So I'm just trying to say something. There is. So give me Jeremiah. Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. He says something. Can we read together? One, two, go. I'm not hearing everybody. What should be your food? So, what is the job of pastors? Are we saying that pastors should not pray for people's need? No. We still pray for your need. But that is not the job. The reason why God recruited pastors is to feed. Feed you with knowledge. So, knowledge is very, very vital. Colossians 2:2. What did he say? Colossians 2:2. That their heart might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. To the what? Acknowledgement. Say acknowledgement. Acknowledge. Acknowledge. Accept knowledge. Accept knowledge of the mystery of God. When you hear mystery of God, mystery of God is the secret of God. The secret of God is hid in the knowledge of God. Then, of the what? The mystery of the Father. Then, the mystery of who? Of Christ. So, when you say charity, shout it. Charity. You can do better. Charity is what you get after you have fully known Christ. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. So when you say charity, is the spirit that you attend to, that you become. When you are filled with the water of Christ, there are three beings you will know in church. So the business of church business is not entrepreneur. If you want to engage in business, we'll connect you here and there. There is no Sunday that should be dedicated to entrepreneur. Because even all the Sunday is not even enough knowing these beings. If we give 70 years, we are still not knowing him. Oh, God. So, when you see the person of Jesus from his head to his toe, when you say, I am knowing Jesus, it means that you are not just knowing what he does. I wish we can understand this thing. That knowing what Jesus can do is not knowing Jesus. Many people are in church today to receive. I was sharing with somebody over the week, and I was showing her from the scripture when he said that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Imagine you are in that room. I am here. And I'm calling you. Bolu Atife? Yes, sir. The purpose of that calling is in my heart. But today it's not like that. When you come to Jesus, The reason why you are coming to church is so clear to you. As you are coming like that, on Ferrum, quick in Lavana, but do one junction in the and it's what the matter, but you're talking about what you are seeing. Okay. So when you come, I just say, what if I just feel you should just, I just want us to gist. You are disappointed. Why should you be disappointed in the first place? Are you the one? So when you come to Jesus with a mind that just will give you employment, and 1 year you are in church, 2 years you are in church, employment is not coming. Did Jesus call you and he ever promised you that when you come to me, I will give you employment? Show me in the scriptures. So there is a pastor. Show me. Show me where Jesus opened his mouth and said, if you follow me, you will have a child. Show me. Where you read it in your Bible that if you follow me, you have money. He just said, every other thing shall be added. What are the things? So anything Jesus say, there's just a way you have interpretation for it. Because where you are coming, you are, this is evil. Satan is bad. So you are coming to church with your own intention, and when you present it to Jesus for 1 month, 2 months, and it's not doing anything about it, you are disappointed. Jesus is saying, I'm the one who called you. Have you come and asked me why? So if I call Bolu Atife, why was I called? You called me, sir. Abi? Then I will now begin to tell you what I want you to do for me. So, but it's not like that today. We all come to church having something. Oguaye, Oguata, Ogueshu, Oguay. So there is a way you want it to be solved. And then when it's now solved, let's now begin to look at how we are going to go to heaven. So even as unbeliever knows, you never come to Jesus. You already imagine in your heart. Anything unbeliever knows as gain can never be the gain. If unbeliever knows that the hope of everybody, even Muslims say alujono abeko, anything you call it, your own is heaven. So that is why they just feel like, is he not the Olorun kan na lajosi? You know, it's because they have weighed what you are looking for. And what they are also looking for is that they are only had that 70 virgins. And human being in their right sense. So you now know that the God of this world has blinded man. So we need to pray. Human being in their right sense will be devoted to a religion. Because when I die, I will go to a place where 70 virgins will be. Some will be massaging my breast, and I will massage my bum bum. I will now sit in their midst day and night. You can see what is the deadness in the mind of human being. The deadness. You have one God. You can't finish one woman in a lifetime. One woman. You know, we're in the car, one of, you know, inside bus, many stories used to, when you travel, when you want to hear anything on earth, enter bus. You know, there's a way they justified adultery. They will tell you, can you be eating? Do you eat rice every day? And when somebody tell you that, oh, I can't know. I just Otoni, in your affair was you, in your wedding do you. Otoni, one cannot eat rice every day. I now ask my question now is that, how many eyes have you had since they born you? Have you changed your eyes? This hand, you have been using it since you were born. Have you went for replacement? Is right you're talking about? When you want to do evil, you will go and look for one philosophy that to push your evil, and this rise only rise. This is your leg. You have been using this leg to walk since you were born. Have you changed it? Because your wife is your body. He didn't compare your wife with rice. He said two of you shall be one flesh. Have you gone and removed this skin? Skin it. Like be a Joe. You know a Joe used to have his skin. And where have you changed your skin? So don't tell me rice and beans here. Jesus, compare your wife with your body. And if you have not removed your eyes and put another eye there, is it same eye? If one eye you be lost, you know how you sorrow? You sorrow eternally. The devil is a bad devil. Want to justify adultery? By rice and beans. Amen. In whom the God of this world has blinded. So I'm just trying to say that if Muslim believes that Alujono and you also believe that is heaven, then I have already known that heaven can never be the reason why Jesus called me. So there is a hope of his calling. Have you ever paid attention to come and learn it? Jesus, why did you call me? And he said, he called the disciples that they might be with him, and then he will now send them. So look at this scripture, Ephesians 1:18 of 1:17. Let's do 15. Are we blessed today? Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints. You know, this already told me that even if we are 1 billion churches on the earth, if we feed on knowledge and understanding, we will be the same. Don't tell me that Life Embassy is different from Redeem. Redeem is different from MFM. And it is what the Lord show you. Everybody has his own vision. You know you must stick with your vision. You know you want to... You see that thing you are saying? There is no vision outside the vision. What if you are in economics in Lautech and you are economics in Futa and you are economics in Unilag and you are economics in Lasu, you are going to graduate and work in the same office with the same expectation. It's not that Futa ni molo. No. They will run the same interview for what we are combating. Our enemy is one enemy. And the way we are going to overcome it is one way. Say one way. Forget that madness that says that every church has their own calling. Any calling outside the calling of knowing Jesus is evil. Don't tell me you're going to you study aeronautic engineering. They don't build a plane of Futa different from this aeroplane is for Futa graduates. You see this aeroplane? We specially designed it for Lasu graduates. It is aeroplane. You will fly it by the knowledge. So look at that place. Say there is one body. Say one body. Say one spirit. So Christ is one spirit. He's one spirit. Christ in all and in you all is a project. To put Christ in everybody is a project. So the knowledge of Christ, either you are in Nigeria or you are in US or you are in Afghanistan, the knowledge of Christ is the same. That is why Bible, scripture, light, need to shine on scriptures to heal. So reject Paul, you reject Christ. Yeah. It's not a matter of there are many mouths that you preach it. Forget it. God gave it to Paul for Paul to give it to church. If you don't receive it from Paul, you are in trouble. That Ephesians, let's go there. Amen. Are we blessed? Verse 15. Look, why did I even say that? I'm saying that when you look at this verse 15 and Colossians, this same thing is there in the Colossian church. Colossian. Chapter 1. Can you see? Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and what? This is not Ephesian church now. This is Colossian church. And they have the same recommendation. They had the same thing. So it tells me that let us be 1 million churches. We can grow alike. Oh, God. How many of you know that this palm here is the same palm in the U.S.? If it is, you know, there are various shades of palm species. But this species is the same all over the world. So when they pick you, you must be Christ anywhere. Since we heard it, look at this. Since we heard it, the same thing. Go back to Ephesians. Then verse 16 says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making what? Mention of you in my what? Prayers. What's the prayer? So if it is simple, why should Paul pray? If you would just know, why am I in church? If you can know it, then Paul doesn't need to pray. Do you? You want to go and poo-poo? Do you pray? Lord, I want to go and let the people come out. Lord Jesus, the way I'm going now, let the people come out. If you are praying, that means there is already a problem. it's called involuntary. You are blinking your eyes. And you pray before you blink your eyes? Every time you want to blink, you pray. La Kaba. Kula. It's just. So for Paul to pray is not something, in fact, and he was not just praying for unbelievers. So he was praying for those who have been in the faith, who has bought the fruit of faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints. You know, I cease not. Oh my God. Oh, I cease not to give thanks to God and praying always for you, laboring. That what? What is the prayer? What is the prayer? Can we read together? 1, 2, go. Say may. Say may. In grammarians, may. It's not shall. It's not shall. It's not automatic. So you can be in church and you don't know why you are in church. And you have profited so much from church. Yet you are blind. You are in church, or you are very committed. You pay your tithe, you give your offering. You are in sanitation, you wash toilet. Yet you don't know why he has called you. Many don't know it. And many, Satan deliberately blinded the eyes of man, not to seek to know it. There are some things you don't know and you want to know. Sometimes even if they are preaching it to you, you fight it. You don't want to know. You don't bloody care because you feel that this cannot be it. I know my God. Have you ever heard someone say, I know my God. My God? You mean my God? I know my God. But you are not strong. Because they that know their God shall be what? And shall do what? When I call him, I know where I used to call him. I have his personal phone number. When I call him, he knows his ringtone. He has a special ringtone for me. When I call God, he answers me quickly, express, DHL. Paul said that the Father of glory may give unto you what? Say, oh God. So to even come to knowledge is not easy. You might want to know, and there is no spirit of wisdom and revelation. So when he says, pastors will feed you, where we read the other time, we feed you with knowledge and understanding. You are seeing now how pastors are mandated to feed the flock is by the spirit of wisdom. And what? In the what? In the knowledge of him. Shout a big amen. Amen. Can we put that together for Jesus? Hallelujah. He now said again, the eyes. See the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. That ye may what? No. What? What is the hope? Oh my God. Of his what? Why did he call you? What is talking? What is the hope? What is in front? Why of his calling? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to make out of Christianity? Let us eat and die. Let us eat and drink. Tomorrow we die. I don't like to waste my time. Many of us, our parents are believers, so they have been dragging your neck from childhood. Money devotion, they drag you. You sleep, they slap you. They have been dragging. So immediately you had chance to be free. Rest, you know. So your first Sunday on campus, you never go to any church. You didn't go to any church on your first Sunday, second Sunday on campus, your part one. Oko seminar. When they ask you, Mola, see first square fellowship, Mola. Anglican Fellowship of Nigeria, Mola. Okro ni yarao. Because we want to breathe fresh air. Let air blow on this body, I beg. Jesu ndoru pami, Jesu ndoru umoru mumi. Why? You don't know why. Somebody just forcing your neck. Some people are also Muslim like that. They just find out that my father is a Muslim, and from childhood, they hook our neck. Lekewia. But a time must come in your life, because when you stand before Jesus, you won't say, Jesus, the way my father practiced his own Christianity, what he led you? My boy, you couldn't let yes, I'll carry your man, Binus Baba. One way you're Luarello. Is that what they will tell you? My father is a Muslim. If you know the way where I was born, I was born and brought up in Muslim. In fact, Okari. Let me tell you something. A time must come in your life where you take your life by your hands and you tell yourself, I want to know the truth. I don't like to waste my time. If church is a waste of time, let us sit at home. Why should we leave church? Sunday sleep is always sweet. Abimokwaro? I know my own Kenny's. Oh, Kenny, my Kenny. Oh. It's not only Kenny. Even if you are dressed like pilot, you know that Sunday sleep is sweet. Because Saturday used to be holiday before, free day. But Saturday is now jam-packed all of a sudden. Saturday is just very busy. Abi? So the only hope, Sunday. Somebody will now be forcing you must go to church. Say, those days, say Satan. They used to do wrestling on Sunday morning. OSRC. My papa don't beat hell out of us. What is you say go and bafo? You carry towel. You now stand behind the door. Okogan and warrior. That fight no they finish. It was later Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock. Undertaker, Tatanka, Yokozuna. I wonder why do they put wrestling on Sunday morning? If not for Satan, it's a good morning show. That's not a good morning show. That's not a good morning show. Sunday morning, wrestling.
Hallelujah. If there is no hope of knowing a being and becoming like him, there is no reason to come to church. Unbelievers are richer than Christians. With his money, you can have money without church. Abi, is everybody that has money in church? If it's his house, wife, wife, it's cast, but you still get some ladies are just naturally good. They will just serve you. They will serve your watch. They will serve your children. They will just be okay. They are just content. Let me tell you something. Some girls are naturally good. So sometimes, God, if you come to Jesus because of wife, it's a misplaced priority. If you need a child, it's not everybody that comes to church. All of them, whiskeyed, the video, they have handsome with baby mamas. You see those boys? You see their head? Very handsome boy. Now sometimes when you look at even the one you give out in church, you're wondering, yeah? So let us be sincere. So if you don't really know what is the hope of his calling, you will come with many things. And what weighs you down the most? It's not because you are not knowing Jesus more. It is the trouble you want Jesus to solve for you that he's not solving. So that is what is weighing you down. So when you come to Jesus without wanting to learn of him, he said, come. He told him, Martha. You are encumbered with many things, but only one thing is needful in life. And Mary has gotten it. May you get it. Say knowledge of him. So if the reason for the spirit of wisdom and revelation is to give you water, knowledge of him. So when you want to learn this palm, you will first start from learning, is he an angiosperm? Is he a gymnosperm? Is he kinicon? Now begin to learn the internal configuration. Why is his shape like this? Why is it that it does not produce fruits to eat? But palm also produces fruit. Coconut is a palm tree. It's another kind of a palm. Why is his own? We just grow and will not produce. There is something producing it. So you will know Jesus to a point that you will know that this prayer I am praying, Jesus will not answer me. It's not. You will just know it to a point. When you say you know somebody, when a woman say, I know my husband. The fellow back, you need you. I know my husband. He won't give you. Okay. When somebody say, it's not an Abe and Adam knew his wife. He's not elated with her. So sex can be two actions. It's one. Sex is one. The interpretation is twine. If you do it lawfully, they say you know your wife. If you do it abnormally, they say you lay with her. Fear Bible. Lay with her. You lay with her. You knew her. So knowledge is coming to intercourse the internal configuration of a being. So when you want to say, I want to know Jesus, I want to know Jesus, just will now begin to open to you first the mystery of Christ. My Christ, you must first know. You want to know me? You want to know me? Come and first know my Christ. Then he'll now begin to show you the knowledge of Christ. It's called the knowledge of him. So him is Christ. Him is the Father. Him is God. Say a big amen. Amen. So when you see Jesus, it's also him. But inside him is Christ. We read it the other time. Mystery of Christ. Mystery of the Father. Mystery of God. They are all him. So Christ can be in you.
The Father can be in you. Then God can be your God. Amen. When you have water to a level, your water turns to spirit. At what point do water turn to spirit? Ask me. Or what makes water turn to spirit? The point where water turns to spirit is the point of walk. Say walk. Say walk. What did he say? Walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So now, what does that mean? It means that I will learn knowledge to a point, and they will begin to show me how to walk. So I love the song they are singing. You will teach us how to live. You will teach us how to prosper. You will teach us to a point where they will now say, walk. At a point, God told Abraham, Abraham, walk before me. He said, we want to know how much. Imagine you go to school. What do you go and do in Haiti? Or teaching practice is to steer the water from just knowledge to life. Love is life. Love is spirit. But you cannot do it except you are exercised in it. There is a place, by the reason of exercise. Give me that scripture in Hebrew. But strong meats belong to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of, say, use. So you know many of us, we know many things. But when it comes to class, we fail. When it comes to practicality. So when they say that charity is kind, it means that they have played many things to charity man, and he has used it by, he allowed knowledge to interpret how he should relate on every matter. So it has become his life. So I can have knowledge and not have spirit. Imagine now, you studied mechanical engineering. You know, a car has two compartments, isn't it? You have the mechanical and the electrical. You studied mechanical engineering. And you and your father, you are a graduate. You know that skit that went viral one time, when that electrical engineering want to go and do light. I said, can you fix it? Let electrician come and fix it. Daddy, I can fix it. Am I not an engineering student? Imagine you and your papa, you now enter a car. Your daddy was driving and something happened along the express. You now have to park. You now say, you make a kilo study in school. Mechanic and you. Your mom is saying, well, kilo le shele, si moto, kilo she. As you now open the bonnet. For the first time, when you are seeing compartment of engine, where will you put your hand now? That is asking, kilo she or tea, she, mom, brother, democracy, fair war. Because you don't even know what to put there. And the whole head will drain. So you now see the reason why Jesus cursed that tree. It's not because Jesus was hungry or he was too hungry. Hungry because he was too hungry. You know when you are hungry sometimes? An hungry man is what? When you are hungry sometimes, you have to, some people can talk rubbish to their wife when they are hungry and food is already on time. It was the time that Peter was hungry that they showed him the revelation of open door to Gentiles. If you are hungry or hungry, you can't see anything. Your eye will be blurry like this. If your child play with you too much, you can collect slap because you are hungry. But somebody was hungry, and even in the dream, they were even showing him food. And he said, not so, Lord. You, if you are hungry, and you mistakenly enter into a trance. And you know, hello, you are Latin, Dunu. And you could take power much, and it's a real. You will chop everything. Let them say it's from your witches, from wizard. You will not finish it first. When you now wake up, your belly will not be swelling. They say you have eaten something yesterday night. They gave Peter food in the dream. As an hungry man, he did not eat it. And he busted into the vision of how gospel will move to Gentile. Why he was hungry. So bro, an hungry man should be spirit man. When you are hungry and the sisters are cooking in the kitchen, don't say, oh, sister Eno, he gone. He doesn't know how this thing they do. Person now laughing. They are now, sister will not be laughing. Every laugh will not be making you hungry. Every gist that you have laughed to before will be touching the wrong side of it. Nothing is funny. Bros, relax. Hunger, no, they keep a sin. Relax. That was how Esau was hungry and he sold his birthright. Relax. Amen. Hallelujah. Say exercise. So when they, you know, there is a place. When he says, so what is that? I was talking about the tree that Jesus cursed, right? He was not cursing that tree because he was hungry. He was cursing the tree because expectation. Many times we fall yakata in the, and you have been given knowledge. Imagine. I think, okay, it was the evangelism thing we're reaching a video, and that guy was telling them that Nigerians, you employ them, they when you see CV, I can do everything. Employ me, I can do this, I can fix this one. In fact, I can easily adapt to the new workshop environment. I am teachable, I am learnable, I am you say I can work under pressure, I can employ them. By the time you employed them, you now know what you have employed. That CV, knowledge is not lines. Knowledge is not what? So there is a two different thing. Knowledge is the leaf of the tree. Him, go, is the fruit. Say him. Is what? But you can't get to fruit. You have to grow leaves. You will grow leaves. It's not fruit is not born in a day. So we know a tree by its what? Not by its leaf. But you cannot bear fruit if you don't have enough leaves. Are we together? Say a big amen. How can you have this amount of leaves, amount of knowledge, and you don't have one fruit on the day that one man wants to eat of thee? So many a times, people look at you in your office. What's the name of your church? Eternal Life Embassy. What's your pastor? Reverend Busu Yolabode. Oh, I know that man. Church, a man preaching all. You preach, YouTube, 6 hours, 8 hours, beautiful. They know that they are teaching you in your church, isn't it? But when the time now comes to be, they are now sharing one money, they are now flying around. What about here? And you know the source. So what does that mean? When a land drinketh forth rain often, give me that scripture. and does not bring and bring forth thorns and briars is nigh to cursing. So you can see the cursing now. Let's read scripture. I want to go. For the earth. Read it again. For the earth, which drinketh, so say drinketh in the rain. What is the rain? Water, isn't it? What is the water? You are always present in every service. You are always in church. But there is a major gap between having knowledge and having the spirit. Rain that cometh often. When is the Otu Joko? Your jota is richer than your spirit. When you take some people's jota, that does not mean you should not know jota again, no. Because you cannot attain to knowledge. It's knowledge first. Precept must be upon precept. Then lines upon lines. If you do away with knowledge, say, I've ever bring a fruit to buy, you can't bear the fruit. Because it is out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Amen. So look at this. Often, and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receive blessing from God. But that which what? Is what? So your whole punishment will be more. Is a servant that know not the will of his master will be beaten with very few stripes. But the master, that the servant that knows his will and do not do it, will be beaten with what? Many stripes. So rain, giving of rain, is the essence is to come to a point where you can bear fruit. So the fruit of the spirit is love. It's not a... How many things they mentioned there? Galatians. Open scripture now. We are all in church together. This scripture... We, what did he say? But... The what? Of the spirit. So love is spirit. Say is. Is. Grammatically, is these things correct? I know, you know you're my grammatical lady. What is baristas? If you're a barista, you are Anton Taboni, what in the court, what my lagbara gone? What my lagbara gone? My lord, sir. My defendant, he came and by the time he was going, he was like, hold on. What are you trying to say? So when they say, is love, I love King James too much. Other version will have edited it. It is. It's not ah. But to bear the fruit of love, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, the temperance, patience, the patience, godliness, the godliness, brotherly kindness, the brotherly kindness, what? Charity. So charity is a fruit of the spirit. So water and spirit, those whom they admit is those who have come to love. The fruit of the spirit is love. Then love is the one that produces joy, that produces peace. Charity suffereth long. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such. There is no what? And you know law is spirit. Against such, there is no what? Spirit. Because, what is it? For the law. What is the beginning of that scripture? There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but what? So he said, walk in the spirit. Say, walk in the spirit. So how not to fulfill the laws of the flesh is to walk in the spirit. So when you attain knowledge, God will now set an exam for you to convert what you know. So many a times, the reason for knowledge is to give you, to make you
so that you can be acquainted with the reality. So when you go to school, driving school, they take you through the knowledge of cars, isn't it? How to drive. This is taught to. This is, they will give you PowerPoint. They will go in the screen. Everything. So that when you now enter into car, you will have gained enough awareness. You will know, okay, this is throttle, this is brake, this is accelerator, this is gear one, this is, they have designed everything for you in class. But you will agree with me that class is not reality. So there is him that passes knowledge. That ye may know the love of Christ. Bible, epistle. Look at verse 19. He said what? And to know the what? Which what? I'm not hearing you. Which what? So love passes knowledge as spirit passes water. That you have water, you need to have the love of that water. So spirit of Christ or love of Christ passes, when you say something pass you, it means it's higher than you. So you can fail in knowledge. So they say walk in the spirit. Say walk in the spirit. At what point did the water turn to wine? So when you were walking. Why didn't Jesus told them, please, when you fetch it, what you call address by Kemuo? Can't he say that? That we have to take the water and taste it yourself. No. He said, take it and walk. It was in the process of their walking that the water turned to wine. So walking in the spirit, or when God set exam for you, you are living with a brethren, you are living with somebody, they are dealing with you, is to turn your water. Because everybody knows that love your neighbor now, love your brother. If when somebody comes to you and seek advice, the way you will sit the person down, let me teach you something. You see what you are going through. What you are going through. You need, there is a kind of love in Christ Jesus. Hey, let me tell you, open your Bible. Open your Bible. You will open Bible, open Bible, open Bible. They will now set the same exam for you. You will now scatter the house. It's to tell you that you have not attained to the love of the water. So you don't have the spirit. You don't have the spirit. So it's not to condemn you. It's to tell you there is a work to be done. You know, many times when they catch you misbehaving, maybe what is not expected of you to do, you will not be crying. You will cry to a point, oh, just to stop people's mouth. It's not because you are really changing. How do we know that you have not changed? Heaven will give you a space and replay it for you in another month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, and you will exactly the same reaction. It's to tell you that when you fall, it's not condemnation. I don't even know what I'm saying. When you do something that's supposed to be done, it's not to damage you. It's to show you to yourself. Show the house to the house of Israel. When they show you, what should you do? Eh? Look for more water. Imagine Jesus has been in the wilderness for how many years? Just before he came to the water of John, he was in his house for 30 years, isn't it? Nobody heard anything. What was going on? He was learning the way of the Spirit. He was learning knowledge. Shout a big amen. Amen. Nobody knows until he was 30. He now walked. Bible says, and John saw the way he walked. And he said, this is the Lamb of God. What did he saw? He saw the way he walked. It's not just his natural leg, he saw his feet. How beautiful upon the feet. So when you say how beautiful upon the feet of them that preach glad tidings of good, it means that They have removed dust from their leg. When your leg is dusty, even if you wear fine shoe, it will not be fine. Abi? So girls, you can the habitat, but when you wear a very fine shoe, they will, when they enter church, maybe they are coming from a dusty area, you first enter one corner, they will now use one small anky, they will now clean it. Isn't it? Because what is the beauty of your shoe when it's dusty? But some people, they don't care. Why should you go to church? Hallelujah. So you say, how beautiful. So your work is how they convert your knowledge to spirit. What did I say? Again. So imagine Jesus entered Jordan that day. All the while, he has been gathering knowledge and knowledge and knowledge and knowledge. He now entered, what's it called, Jordan that day. And John now said, I cannot baptize you. Who am I? And Jesus now said, carry your mother. I thought you would not know me. But Ogmo, you are wise. Ogmo, Omagba, Wadedagba. Toriko Omagba, Lagba, Wadagba. Yagburi, Ewa, Bere, Bere. Omi, you're going to show Dotty, bye. Well, catch a manager, have to table me. Do you know that spirit will not, heaven will not open, and spirit will not rest? Spirit rested when they displayed something to Jesus, and he was able to convert what he knows. He said, so it becometh us that we fulfill all righteousness. I should be baptized by you. Oh, in the day they set you up to show how much you have learned, may you not fumble. Many times, heaven is the one that will deliberately set you up. It's not Satan, no. It's not for you to fall. Jesus' own is temptation. I'll be trials. It's trials. Satan will also want to take advantage of your trial to turn it to temptation. But when Jesus has taught you a lesson, he will give you exercises now. Isn't it? And sometimes, some things you don't have. It will take another cycle. Daddy was saying it here on the video. That sometimes you missed. You don't get it immediately. You will go to another cycle again. They will play it back. But I'm trusting the Lord for you. May you not miss your timing. Yeah. So, church is a place where you walk. Where they look at your leg is in church. We see you. Everybody sees you. God puts you under allocations, units, houses, families. That is where they check your leg. And don't give excuse when you misbehave. Your water is not enough. You need more water. So to attend to charity is not a day job. It's not simple. You will need enough water. Many of us have missed some vital timing, some timing of our life where we should be converted. You know, Bible says, except ye be converted and be as a little child, you will not enter. So conversion, what is conversion? They want to convert your water into wine, into spirit. Every moment. So your stand, your silence, your answer, your response, everything must be from knowledge. If anything bad happens to you, in fact, Paul told them, why do you sorrow like people that have no knowledge, that have no understanding? Give me that scripture as we close. He said, why? Where's that? You have a wife, you must deal with them according to knowledge. You have a boss, deal with your boss according to what? He said, not even the good ones, the bad ones. Some boss are like devil in your life. They still say, deal with them according to knowledge. You have a child, do not provoke your child to anger. Fathers, everything in life, how you greet people, how you, your friendship, everything, you can't respond based on how you feel. Whoa. You are not learned. you are, what do you call them? Illiterate in the spirit. If you have learned, you now know there is a way you respect people, there is a way you honor people, there is a way you respond to matter. You can't relate with your wife the way you are feeling. Your feeling is not enough to be a husband. Your feeling is not enough to be a wife. Learn and relate according to knowledge. When you see Jesus, every time, he always browses how to answer every man. So, when we are saying great knowledge, the demand will come upon it. Imagine if Jesus did not grow in knowledge. And what Pharisees want him one way, want him timole. Because they're always looking for how to crucify him. Every minute, they will pose a question. At the point, they left him for a while. They came back again. A man that does not stumble in words is a wise man. So if you don't have knowledge, you will stumble many times. You will say what you should not say, when you should not say it, how you should not say it, where you should not say it, to whom you should not say it, you will misjive. But Jesus can teach us how to live. We are trusting the Lord in this season, we will be converted. Conversion, 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 conversion. I will walk. I will walk. I will walk. Why you go and read the epistle? Walk, 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 ikwombe, walk, ikwombe. Walk, 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 walk. Aya kaparanante. Can you pray this morning? Can you just pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? We are done today. Aya kananda shakatali garubana karabana. When the heaven played those things to you, they just push it to you. Sometimes God plays, sometimes the devil brings it, sometimes anyhow, you have enough water. Anywhere you have fallen before, at every point you have stumbled before, in this season, the Lord is giving you victory over them. Increasing your knowledge. A man of knowledge increaseth strength. Today, your strength is renewed, like that of an eagle. Have thou not known, have thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the heavens of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Even the youth shall utterly fall. Even the young men shall utterly fall, and the youth shall faint. But they that trust in the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In this season, I say you will walk and you will not faint. You will walk, you will walk, you will not faint. Everywhere you have fainted before, receive strength. Today, I say receive strength to stand up again. Many have fainted many times. You have fallen many times. I said, receive strength to rise up again. Receive enough water to rise up again. What has beaten you down? What has slapped your face many times? What has beaten you blue-black? I said, today, receive enough energy of the Spirit. Receive knowledge. And walk in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m., and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.